For every bit as frustrated as we can be with NVIDIA, AMD deserves basically the same treatment. Between the growing links to people we think are questionable, like Peter Thiel, and the decision to endorse the federal government's actions that tear down things like local government rights over their own regulations and land for things like data center buildouts, AMD clearly has drawn a line in the sand as to what and who it cares about. And it's definitely not you, and it really probably never has been, other than when they needed you to make sure they didn't go bankrupt during the Skylake era of Intel. This is not the scrappy company that people want it to be. It maybe once was, briefly, but they're not that anymore. AMD is playing the same game as everyone else. We talked a lot about NVIDIA with this topic, but AMD is also fully in on the AI grift and has some strange connections within the federal government and within other corporations. But the end game seems to be for AMD, just like it is for NVIDIA, diverting as much taxpayer money as possible, diverting as much potential consumer supply as possible into data center and so-called AI projects. And at every opportunity, AMD is currently cozying up to the federal government in order to execute on this plan. Turns out, the family business is doing pretty well. AMD has donated $1 million to MAGA Inc., which is relevant because that's how you literally buy favor. This is a President Trump-aligned super PAC that technically isn't directed by Trump, but that regularly exchanges millions of dollars with Trump's own Save America PAC. AMD has also lavished the administration with praise at the White House.
I would say that what's been different about this administration is the speed. I think the administration has been extremely open and wanting to work with industry. You know, I very much appreciate Secretary Lutnick, Secretary Wright, you know, David Sachs is amazing, Michael Kratsios.
Incredible work that your administration has done to support the semiconductor industry. You know, we're building the brains behind all of the wonderful AI that's being built here.
One of the areas that this administration, President Trump, has been very forward-leaning on is, you know, his AI action plan.
Well, what I really like about the AI action plan is I actually believe it's quite actionable. It's a perfect blueprint for public-private partnership.
This administration has been really proactive in working with us in terms of the technology industry. The amount of acceleration that we've seen just in the few short months that the administration has been in place is really, we're so grateful for that support.
Most recently, AMD CEO Lisa Su attended a special showing of Melania Trump's new movie, creatively named Melania, which was paid for by tech companies. AMD's grift has been underway for a while, but we haven't spoken about it since CES, when AMD invited the Trump AI policy advisor and man who really wants you to buy ShamWow, Michael Kratsios, to its keynote. The company has now gotten deeper into bed with the First Family as it tries to outbribe Lisa's cousin and man who could really use rare earth minerals in this hemisphere, Jensen Huang. AMD and Michael Kratsios even used AI images at the keynote where they marketed the uses of AI for the educational system, talking about how critical it is for children to learn using AI. Add it to the list of things that these people really should stay away from. AMD CEO Lisa Su and White House advisor Michael Kratsios talked about how good the educational use cases of AI are while standing in front of a map of the famous US states Kenbraska, Texlahomes, and Mizobamsiana. It's all fun and games until your cute AI mixes up North and South Carolina. No, seriously. Don't fucking play. Other than this highly educational map, the guy AMD invited on stage works for the Trump administration, is formerly from Lindsey Graham's team, and was principal at Thiel Capital and chief of staff for Peter Thiel. This is the very same Peter Thiel who's connected to seemingly literally everybody at this point, including Jensen Huang via Palantir, and what feels like every billionaire on Earth via Jeffrey Epstein. Plus Thiel's connections to Discord via Persona, which Thiel's venture capital fund, Founders Fund, is invested in for face and ID verification software. The guy is connected to everything, especially in tech. As for Lisa Su's new BFF Kratsios, he's driving government policy to strip away states' rights to manage their own land and regulations related to AI development and data center buildouts, while also accelerating data center construction. And he and Lisa had a lot to say.
We have talked a lot about how important it is for the US to lead in AI.
We need to remove barriers to innovation and accelerate research and development. We need to get AI infrastructure and energy production right. We've taken significant actions to streamline permitting to data center construction.
Shortly after AMD's important impromptu White House AI policy meeting at the Consumer Electronics Show, the White House started exporting our AI to Minneapolis to store protesters and databases.
Because we have a nice little database.
Oh, good.
And now you're considered a domestic terrorist.
We're videotaping you?
Today, we're going to look closely at AMD's recent political dealings, including its $1 million donation to a Trump-aligned super PAC called MAGA Inc. in January 2025, almost $5 million in lobbying spend in 2025, a CES 2026 keynote about accelerating AI data center construction with the White House's own advisory, and Lisa Su's attendance of the Melania movie premiere on the very same day that the U.S. federal government executed Alex Preti in the streets of Minneapolis. The movie premiere was attended by a reported 70 tech executives, including AMD CEO Lisa Su, as part of what appears to be another in a chain of bribes. The movie was funded by Amazon and netted Melania Trump of the First Family a profit reported to be $28 million. That's not from the showings, that's from Amazon. Additionally, we'll cover Lisa Su's recent involvement with politicians as her Twitter feed has become a Rolodex of schmoozing with government officials more than we've ever seen from her before. In our opinions, AMD is every bit as involved in what we think is corruption between the government and tech companies as, say, NVIDIA is, or OpenAI, or any of these other companies, Oracle, that we've been talking about. The only difference is that Jensen Huang is better at it. Just like everything else Jensen Huang does, AMD is in second place for what we think is corruption with the government as well. Now, we recently ran a piece deep diving into NVIDIA's impact on data centers, and in particular, on the laws of the land. And now we're giving AMD the same treatment. We brought you this video with our brand new wireframe V2 mouse mat on store.gamersnexus.net, also accompanied by our new MicroSlop t-shirt that's on its way to our warehouse right now. These feature a parody MicroSlop logo with a blue screen of death frowny face, warning marks from a vent viewer, and our rendition of Tux the Penguin hidden away, and of course, MicroSlop. So everyone you pass either thinks you work there for now, or they know your thoughts on AI. The wireframe V2 mouse mat on the GN store was made by Andrew on the team in Blender, fully 3D modeled, and then represented in a high-quality mouse mat that you see here. The mat can easily accommodate a keyboard and mouse, has fine detail with the city built of wireframe components for the heatsink, RAM, because let's be honest, it's the only place any of us can get any now, and cooling tubes, and we use a matching blue stitching for anti-fray with a blue rubber underside for some unique GN flair. We modeled these to ridiculous levels of depth in that there are things in the model that you can't even see in the product because we went that deep with it. Like, for example, the springs underneath the switch, underneath the keycap that's represented in the matte surface. Head to store.gamersaccess.net to support our deep dive independent research content like this directly. We did some serious digging into what are mostly public documents for AMD's contributions to super PACs and other political vehicles that can fund policy, which is useful to know at a time when AMD has been masquerading as this champion of the end user, and actually in the background has been actively working, we think, to stab you in the back, just like NVIDIA's been doing, except with less bombastic success, I guess. So we're gonna be looking at all of that, and unfortunately this stuff is pretty easy to find if you know where to look, and we have unfortunately learned where to look over the past several months. We've been critical of this open collusion between the tech megacorporations and governments for a while now, mostly Micron and NVIDIA. So that's sort of the start of all this, where NVIDIA spent millions of dollars lobbying the federal government in 2025, attended $1 million dinners at Mar-a-Lago, donated millions of dollars, claimed to be $10 million to the new White House ballroom. Meanwhile, Jensen has become President Trump's global travel BFF and biggest patriotic supporter.
Everything that he thinks through is very practical and very common sense.
NVIDIA's key memory partner, Micron, joined NVIDIA in donating to the White House ballroom and the Trump-Vance Inauguration Committee while receiving billions of dollars in tax breaks and subsidies to build new fabs for AI chips in Idaho, New York, and Virginia. If you've ever thought, wow, I'd sure love to be able to afford a home, but I can't even afford the property taxes, then just become Micron. You don't have to pay any. So there's a lot more here where these companies, they're not alone in their dirty associations. AMD is right there with them. AMD's approach to fawning over the administration and government officials isn't as brazen as NVIDIA's style, with Sue often avoiding using Trump's name directly and instead focusing on the administration, often with passive voice.
But no question that in partnership with the U.S. government and in partnership with this administration, we can actually accelerate the rate and pace. And I can tell you, if I think about just how much progress has been made in the last 7 or 8 months, particularly around things like U.S. manufacturing and getting more of our leading edge technology in the U.S., I mean, there's been tremendous progress as a result of some of the actions that have been recently taken.
AMD has continued its mission to become second place in everything to NVIDIA, even when that includes what we think is the open corruption as part of the AI grift game. Like with GPUs, AMD has followed NVIDIA's lead in lobbying and public praising this administration. We'll start with lobbying because there's some new changes for AMD here over just the last couple years. Like NVIDIA, AMD has changed its approach to political engagement recently. The company previously gave almost no money to politicians, but that's changed since 2016. The change continued with the Biden administration and with the first year of the second Trump administration. AMD gave more money to lobbyists than it has ever given before. But that's not the only place that AMD is spending on politicians. On January 14th, 2025, AMD donated $1 million to MAGA Inc. based on disclosure forms we found on the Federal Election Committee website. Based on the FEC filings in the database, this was the first donation of its kind by AMD since 2002, 23 years prior and under different leadership. MAGA Inc.'s website has such content as the Fake News of the Week Awards, including broken image embeds. Glad that money's going to something useful like website maintenance. MAGA Inc. was founded around 2021 to 2022 and is a pro-Donald Trump super PAC. Per Wikipedia, super PACs are, quote, legally allowed to fundraise unlimited amounts of money from individuals or organizations, end quote, although they cannot, quote, coordinate with or contribute directly, end quote, to candidates or parties. The difference between a PAC and a super PAC was well described by the Colbert Report back in 2011. We can't include a clip because YouTube auto-rejects the upload before it's even fully uploaded, but the show said, relating to a PAC, quote, one way to get a lot of cash is with a political action committee, or PAC. It's a private group of like-minded citizens formed to promote a candidate or issue, end quote. The show referenced Citizens United, recapping it aptly as saying, quote, corporations are people and people have free speech, therefore money is speech and corporations can give unlimited money to political issues, end quote. The show also expanded on this, saying that the ruling relating to all this, quote, was the key ending that, for the first time, corporations can spend an unlimited amount of corporate money and labor money in federal elections. The Federal Election Commission said, well, if they can spend money independently, which the Supreme Court has just said they, the corporations, can, then we ought to give them a vehicle to do it in PAC form, so they can do it together. So the Federal Election Committee created what they call an Independent Expenditure-Only Committee, what's commonly known as a super PAC, end quote. Colbert then asked, what's the difference between that and money laundering? And his attorney said, it's hard to say, end quote. The attorney then went on to explain that literally the only difference between a PAC and a super PAC was the presence of a cover letter. And as of this administration specifically, AMD has become a big contributor of these, again, for the first time in decades now. Doing some more digging, AMD isn't alone among the tech elites in supporting MAGA Inc. with millions of dollars. Palantir CEO and guy who is still one scimitar short of accurate drizzt do-word and cosplay, Alex Karp, gave MAGA Inc. $1 million in December 2024. XAI's owner and no stranger to AMD's investment money, Elon Musk, donated $5 million in June 2025. OpenAI president Greg Brockman and man who buys Jensen Huang's old jackets after they've gone to Goodwill gave $12.5 million in September 2025. And his wife gave another $12.5 million. So combined, Greg Brockman and his wife are at $25 million donated to MAGA Inc. He's applying the jacket savings to something. Greg also joined AMD at CES to tell everyone that AI can make slides now.
So you see the slide that I very painstakingly put together? Actually, I did not painstakingly put it together. I asked ChatGPT to go create the slide.
Great, AI can finally replace the most useless job in America, executives. Fueled by AI and tech executives, MAGA Inc. began 2026 with almost $300 million in funding. However, AMD is no stranger to engaging with government officials the old-fashioned way, hiring lobbyists. According to Open Secrets, AMD has spent more than $2 million per year in lobbying since the first Trump administration. You can see that for 2018 here, with the exception of 2020. AMD's annual lobbying costs have changed depending on what the public policy considerations are for the era. But in general, the company has spent more on lobbying since AI became the talking point. and a key discussion topic with policymakers. In 2021, during the Biden administration, AMD reached a what was then its record in lobbying spend, then at $4.45 million. In the third quarter of 2021, AMD spent more than $2.5 million alone on issues primarily related to the CHIPS Act and programs related to the Department of Energy and National Science Foundation, with the DOE recently signing an agreement to spend taxpayer money on AMD Silicon. Surely no relation there. Lisa Su also joined former President Biden's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology during the same quarter in 2021, showing that AMD will travel to the White House when there's money on the line. AMD's lobbying efforts reached a record high last year, 2025. In 2025, AMD spent nearly $5 million on lobbying and increased its lobbying budget for each quarter. AMD's lobbying efforts focused on advocating for its position related to export controls for AI GPUs. Like NVIDIA, AMD's AI GPUs are subject to federal laws around exporting to China, Russia, and other countries. The US and China governments are waging a technological cold war to amass as much AI processing power as possible, something we talked about extensively in our documentary about the AI GPU black market that we published previously, and that has a direct relationship to why this shirt exists. NVIDIA's AI GPUs attract more mainstream attention, especially with the Department of Justice arresting people for smuggling NVIDIA GPUs into China. However, AMD's AI GPUs are subject to the same federal export control laws. So we dug deeper. In the first quarter of 2025, AMD spent $590,000 on lobbying issues, quote, related to outbound investments, end quote, and the CHIPS Act. AMD nearly doubled this amount in the second quarter to $1.12 million and added issues related to proposed GPU export control bills, the AI diffusion rule, which the federal government rescinded in May of 2025, and the CHIPS Security Act. We found this Senate.org public filing showing that AMD spent $1.47 million in lobbying in the third quarter on the same topics. In the fourth quarter, AMD spent $1.67 million and added lobbying efforts for the GAIN AI Act, which was another proposed but defeated export control bill for AI GPUs. So if you're wondering why the cost of things is going up, it's because the company has some new costs in the past year in particular. Although it has done lobbying in the past, it's never done this much for this amount of money. But lobbying through lobbyists can only get you so far. And AMD has learned that the real way to make your position heard is to spend time with the president and his inner circle, including with his wife. So here's a timeline of how AMD's engineering-first approach has mutated into a politics-first approach, something dragging everyone else in this industry along with it. Following in the footsteps of Jensen Huang, Lisa Su has become a regular visitor to the White House. This new relationship between AMD and the White House happened after AMD reported what would become multi-million dollar losses tied to stricter export control rules last spring. At some point, it does seem like extortion, in our opinions, where the government just kind of dangles the GPUs over the fires of being banned, and then suddenly companies give lots of money to the government, sometimes in the form of a 15% cut, but we'll get to that. On April 16th, 2025, AMD said it would take an $800 million charge due to revised export controls that impacted the sale of the MI308 accelerator to customers in China. In an SEC filing, AMD said it had, quote, completed its initial assessment of a new license requirement implemented by the United States government for the export of certain semiconductor products to China, end quote, that applied to the MI308. AMD further said it, quote, expects to apply for licenses, but there is no assurance that licenses will be granted. The company expects that the export control may result in charges of up to approximately $800 million in inventory, purchase commitments, and related reserves, end quote. And now that federal regulation had hurt AMD's AI cash cow, AMD stepped up to counter-regulate with money, which is speech. And corporations are people. On May 12th, Lisa Su joined President Trump, many of his cabinet members, and a cavalcade of tech billionaires in Saudi Arabia to shake hands and share a few pats on the arm with them. Each pat is worth at least $1 million. The next day, now May 13th, AMD announced a $10 billion joint venture with Saudi Arabia's AI company, Humane. Created on May 12th, which is an interesting timeline, Humane is owned by the Public Investment Fund, the same Saudi Arabia fund that bought EA Games along with Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, husband to Ivanka Trump, and investment firm Silver Lake for $55 billion. AMD is partnering with the fund that seems to openly financially benefit the Trump family via Kushner. According to AMD's press release, the multi-year collaboration would, quote, deploy up to 500 megawatts of AI infrastructure, end quote, over the next 5 years, and use AMD's Instinct GPUs and EPYC CPUs, the very same PIF that owns Humane, which AMD is partnering with, and which helped buy EA Games, itself owned about $133 million of AMD shares when we ran our EA Games report previously. So the circle of money is back. You buy my shares, we announce project, shares value goes up. President Trump recognized AMD among many others that day.
There are multi-billion dollar commercial deals with Amazon, Oracle, AMD, they're all here, Uber, Qualcomm.
Yes, that's right. Even, Qualcomm was there. That's really not going to help the burn conspiracies. But what's telling is Trump's interpretation of how the executives treat him.
So many great business executives, many of you, most of you I know, and they're coming in, you know, about a month ago, they weren't that happy when they saw me. And now they're saying, sir, you're doing a great job. Thank you very much. Amazing what a rising market will do.
The Dow right now is over. The Dow is over $50,000. I don't know why you're laughing.
And then the president of the United States proceeded to say that Jensen Huang has a chip monopoly without a shred of seeming to think that that's a problem.
Where is Jensen, by the way? Where is he? He's standing here. Where is he? I just saw that. Thank you very much, Jensen. I mean, Tim Cook isn't here, but you are. What a job you've done. He said he's got 99% of the chip market. I don't know. That's not easy to beat.
It's always great when the government recognizes your monopoly out of a place of respecting it rather than one of antitrust regulation. By the summer, the federal government changed its export rules again, and this time it began allowing AMD and NVIDIA to start shipping more chips to China. On July 15th, CNBC reported that AMD would be able to resume MI308 shipments to China after new export control rules from the Commerce Department. AMD gave a statement to CNBC saying, quote, "We applaud the progress made by the Trump administration in advancing negotiations and its commitment to U.S. AI leadership," end quote. On July 23rd, the Trump administration revealed its AI action plan, an attempt to, quote, "win the AI race," end quote. Now, that's a phrase that's said a lot, and you might wonder, what does winning the AI race mean? And anyway, without a finish line in sight, that was the plan. The AI action plan called for priorities like accelerating data center construction, expediting federal permitting by reducing regulations in the Clean Air Act and Clean Water Act. Because fuck you, you shouldn't have bought a house next to that data center-shaped forest. They also reduced regulations relating to increasing energy output in, quote, "new forms of energy," end quote. As part of the AI action plan also, the president signed executive orders to accelerate AI data center construction and promote exporting the so-called American AI technology stack. That's right, chief exports of America, democracy, and the AI technology stack. The All In podcast and Hill and Variety Forum put on a summit called Corporate Bootlickers. Wait, is that? I'm being told that is not what it's called. Winning the AI race, that's what it's called. Winning the AI race. They put this on to give President Trump and tech CEOs an opportunity to gush over the new AI plan. Lisa did not waste her chance on stage or in interviews.
I think today's AI action plan is actually a really, you know, excellent blueprint.
I think the AI action plan is actually extremely well done. If you think about the core tenet, you start with AI is the most transformational technology of our lifetimes. And then you extend that to, you know, the U.S. should absolutely lead in this area. I think this AI action plan is really a call for all of us to come together.
Thanks to Lisa Su's efforts, President Trump learned her name this time.
Lisa Su of AMD. Lisa? Lisa? Thank you. Congratulations. Great job.
But he still can't help except to mention Jensen Huang's monopoly right in front of her.
I said, we'll break them up. They said, don't say it's very hard. I said, why? I said, what percentages of the market does he have? So he has 100%. I said, who the hell is he? What's his name? His name is Jensen Huang, NVIDIA. I said, what the hell is NVIDIA? I've never heard of it before.
Now that the two were on a first name basis, President Trump decided to take a 15% cut of AMD's MI308 sales to China in August. the same reverse tariff of sorts applied to NVIDIA's H20 chip. Despite having to pay a legally dubious fee on selling chips to China, Lisa Su's public support earned her another invite to the White House. In September, Lisa joined tech CEOs at yet another event where everyone took turns praising the administration. Lisa made sure everyone knew that AMD also wants America to win the AI race.
It's such an honor to be here, and the incredible work that your administration has done to support the semiconductor industry. You know, we're building the brains behind all of the wonderful AI that's being built here. And I think the amount of acceleration that we've seen just in the few short months that the administration has been in place is really, we're so grateful for that support. And we had a wonderful event this afternoon with the First Lady's support of the AI education plan. So I think the main message is we are all in to make sure that America wins the AI race.
That's right. Lisa supports the AI education plan, which will bring such great things, again, like the knowledge of Kenbraska and Tesla homeses to our schools. The White House highlighted Lisa's comments along with executives from OpenAI, Google, Oracle, Microsoft, and Meta in a press release about the event, saying that the tech CEO spoke about the, quote, transformative partnership with the Trump administration, end quote. The next week, Lisa Su said she enjoyed her connections with the Trump administration.
It's really exciting to have a seat at the most important table in the world.
In October, AMD and the Department of Energy announced two new supercomputers for the Oak Ridge National Laboratory. HPE and Oracle are involved in both systems as well. The new supercomputers are called Discovery and Lux and use AMD CPUs and GPUs. The Lux AI supercomputer would use Instinct MI355X GPUs, EPYC CPUs, and AMD's Pensando networking solutions, and it would be deployed in 2026. The Discovery supercomputer would be delivered in 2028 and use AMD's Venice EPYC CPUs and Instinct MI430X GPUs, which AMD called a, quote, new accelerator engineered specifically for sovereign AI and scientific computing, end quote. To celebrate the new AI supercomputers powered by AMD, Lisa Su praised the tech-savvy U.S. president.
I also want to acknowledge that we're here today really because of President Trump's leadership and vision ensuring America leads in the world of artificial intelligence.
Everything's computer. That's beautiful. Wow.
She also made sure that the audience understood that there is definitely, absolutely not an AI bubble. There is no bubble here. The bubble is not in the room with us right now.
But to your broader question about, you know, an AI bubble, I think we are so far away from that. We're actually in this place today where more compute equates to more intelligence, and we don't have enough intelligence for everything that we want to do.
AMD's government bootlicking continued through the fall, but AMD took a break selling chips to the U.S. government to instead sell them to Saudi Arabia. In November, Lisa Su joined Trump, Jensen Huang, Tim Cook, Mark Benioff, and Elon Musk, along with many other billionaires, at a black tie dinner at the White House for the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. AMD and Cisco announced another partnership with Saudi Arabia's state-backed AI company, Humane. AMD's press release said the so-called joint venture would, quote, support the development of Saudi Arabia's position as a leading provider of world-class AI solutions for regional and global customers, end quote. AMD and Cisco would provide the hardware and infrastructure to build up to 1 gigawatt of data centers by 2030. Lisa Su is also quoted as saying that AMD would create a center of excellence, quote, to further accelerate local integration and innovation, end quote, in Saudi Arabia.
Everybody wants a GPU.
And now the timeline takes us to 2026, where AMD began its year at the Consumers Eat Shit Show. The Consumer Electronics Show. Sorry, I mixed it up with a different one. AMD ignored its actual consumer news in its keynote and relegated the Ryzen 7 9850X3D to a press release, and instead, which is like the most insulting thing they could do, and instead AMD invited White House Director Michael Kratsios on stage to thrill everyone with a scripted discussion of AI deregulation and building data centers.
Can you talk about what are the biggest things that we must do to get right such that we lead in AI?
Absolutely. There are three strategic priorities the U.S. needs to get right as laid out in President Trump's AI action plan. The first is we need to remove barriers to innovation and accelerate research and development. We are already at work looking for regulatory roadblocks to innovation and seeing where we can update or remove them entirely.
Now, believe it or not, AMD didn't do this to excite consumers that the Consumer Technology Association's Consumer Electronics Show, but AMD instead had Mr. Kratsios on stage because he was there to exercise his broad influence of federal AI connections. Kratsios's title is the director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, and he's identified as a consultant in the July executive order for exporting American AI technology for the, quote, American AI Exports Program, end quote. He was a principal at Peter Thiel's Thiel Capital and was the chief of staff for Peter Thiel himself, who shared over 2,000 emails with Jeffrey Epstein. Thiel, who seems to be involved in just about everything, we think effectively produced Kratsios as he exists on stage with AMD's Lisa Su, in our opinions. The program would, quote, establish and implement the American AI Exports Program to support the development and deployment of United States full-stack AI export packages, end quote. As the saying goes, keep your friends close and your enemies closer, and invite the government on stage when they're writing legislation that could impact millions and millions of dollars of your revenue. Kratsios is also one of the key government officials behind the Genesis mission, an initiative launched in November 2025 to, quote, accelerate science through artificial intelligence. Genesis. Genesis. That's a familiar name relating to AI. Genesis. Quote, Skynet is under development in 2017 as an operating system known as Genesis. Genesis was designed to provide a link between all internet devices. While some people accept Genesis, its integration into the defense structures creates a controversy that humanity is becoming too reliant on technology.
In a few months, he creates a revolutionary type of microprocessor. In 3 years, Cyberdyne will become the largest supplier of military computer systems. The Skynet funding bill is passed. The system goes online on August 4th, 1997. Human decisions are removed from strategic defense. Skynet begins to learn at a geometric rate.
I wonder if this can play Crysis. Only gamers know that joke.
You know, it wasn't supposed to be a roadmap. The Genesis mission's collaborators include AMD, in addition to NVIDIA, AWS, Microsoft, Oracle, OpenAI, and many others. The Department of Energy said these organizations have signed memorandums of understanding, known as MOUs, to, quote, have either expressed interest to DOE in response to an RFI, request for information, or have active projects with DOE and the national laboratories for activities related to the Genesis mission, end quote. AMD is actively involved in the Genesis mission through its partnerships with the Department of Energy laboratories. Additionally, AMD's new friend Kratsios directly supports AI data center construction from within the administration and at a more federal level, because fuck your state's rights. Last July, when the administration unveiled the AI Action Plan, President Trump signed an executive order called, quote, Accelerating Federal Permitting of Data Center Infrastructure, end quote. The order would, quote, facilitate the rapid and efficient build-out of this infrastructure by easing federal regulatory burdens, end quote, and, quote, utilize federally owned land and resources for the expeditious and orderly development of data centers, end quote. The federal government would also encourage so-called qualifying projects for building data center infrastructure, quote, The Secretary of Commerce, in consultation with the Director of the Office of Science and Technology Policy and other relevant executive departments and agencies, shall launch an initiative to provide financial support for qualifying projects, which could include loans and loan guarantees, grants, tax incentives, and off-take agreements. All relevant agencies shall identify and submit to the Director of OSDP any such relevant existing financial support that can be used to assist qualifying projects consistent with the protection of national security, end quote. Now, this AI technology is something we've talked about for a while now as being an awfully useful propaganda machine. We'll come back to that. Anyway, the Secretary of Commerce refers to Epstein associate Howard Lutnick, and the Director of Office of Science and Technology Policy refers to Michael Kratsios. They are responsible for divvying out federal financial support for data center projects. In other words, AMD's CES keynote, as we talked about before, included a key feature for the guy who's taking money from the consumers at the Consumer Electronics Show via taxes and then spending it back on data center projects benefiting AMD. The executive order also directs the Environmental Protection Agency, or the EPA, to modify or change regulations under the Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, Toxic Substances Control Act, and other relevant laws to expedite data center permitting. Toxic substances. To be fair, they're probably in like every fast food, but like, look, the point stands. This is what AMD is endorsing and supporting on stage. No, not the map. Zoom out. Yes, this. The government. The removal or bypassing of protections that would help you at basically every level if you live anywhere near a potential future or existing data center, and yet from the mansions of the billionaires running these companies, they won't have to worry about it. The federal government is actively incentivizing the construction of AI data centers despite evidence of data centers polluting the air and the water and of the reckless and, we think, dangerous, negligent rollout of data centers in some parts of the United States. But we don't want the states or the local governments involved, apparently. We're just going to give them a complete free pass at the federal level. That seems to be how it's going. A few weeks after CES, Lisa Su again packed her bags to head to the White House for an exclusive screening of Melania. The Hollywood Reporter said other attendees included Apple's Tim Apple and Amazon's Andy Jassy. Only Tim Apple gets the exclusive naming. About 70 tech executives and special guests were brought together in a single room, while, we assume, they all took turns, passing the same $100 bill back and forth. They then played Pin the Tail on the Island. The donkey. The Pin the Tail on the Donkey. On the same day that the US government executed Preddy, the White House invited what Melania called iconoclasts, which definitely doesn't mean whatever the fuck she thinks it means, but is somehow still accidentally accurate, to a private screening of her movie. Iconoclasts, like Andy CEO Lisa Su, got to see Melania's movie, humbly named Melania, which is backed by mega corporation and tech company Amazon, which paid Melania's production company $40 million for rights per the New York Times.
Did you watch it?
I did not.
If that sounds like a corrupt bribe by Amazon, which also owns Ring cameras, which until recently were publicly partnered with Flock, although it's hard to know exactly how much they've distanced themselves from that Flock partnership, which happens to work with federal law enforcement agencies. Anyway, if it sounds like a corrupt bribe from Amazon right when it needs reduced AI regulations for its own AWS expansion in order to buy favor with the White House, then don't worry, because film director and Epstein Files ranking member Brett Ratner said in an interview quoted by The Hollywood Reporter, quote, "I mean, when you see the movie, you'll go, oh, we see where the money went now. This wasn't about corruption." Oh, okay. Not about corruption. They should have just said that in the trailer. What are we doing filming this whole thing? Like, we really should have just started there. It's not about corruption. All right. It's all good now. And when he says you'll see where the money went, he probably means the First Family. Because the Wall Street Journal, per Rolling Stone, reported that she kept 70% of the $40 million talent fee for herself. Reportedly, according to them, totaling $28 million. There were multiple reports of Lisa Su in attendance at the Melania Trump screening, and Trump, Melania, published conveniently a photo of the back of the head of a lot of executives to Twitter, which mostly, to be fair, just looks like a sea of gray and suits. But we also emailed AMD PR, and we asked if AMD can confirm or deny Lisa Su's presence at the screening of Melania, because multiple outlets were reporting her presence, and AMD PR did not respond or acknowledge the question, possibly because they were busy laying off PR staff instead. That is a thing that happened around roughly the same time. There's quite a bit of story there as well. CNN reported that none of the executives they reached out to for comment bothered to reply, which included Apple, AMD, Amazon, and Zoom. Maybe no one wanted to comment because the Melania-named cookies and popcorn were stale. Or maybe no one wanted to admit attending a black tie event to watch a movie about the president's wife on the same day a man was murdered by federal officers in Minnesota. The point is that just like Jensen Huang, AMD's Lisa Su has chosen to keep certain company now. She has chosen to associate with the same people. So for every bit as frustrated as we can be with NVIDIA, AMD deserves basically the same treatment. Between the growing links to people we think are questionable, like Peter Thiel, and the decision to endorse the federal government's actions that tear down things like local government rights over their own regulations and land for things like data center buildouts, AMD clearly has drawn a line in the sand as to what and who it cares about. And it's definitely not you, and it really probably never has been, other than when they needed you to make sure they didn't go bankrupt during the Skylake era of Intel. This is not the scrappy company that people want it to be. It maybe once was, briefly. But they're not that anymore. AMD is playing the same game as everyone else. And that game continued when less than 2 weeks after Lisa Su attended the White House Melania premiere, AMD released its fourth quarter earnings and full financial results for 2025. And they were great. AMD made a record $10.3 billion in revenue for the quarter, with a total $34.6 billion in revenue for the year. AMD's data center segment made up $5.4 billion in the quarter and $16.6 billion in 2025, an increase of 32% year over year. Gee, wonder why they might be pushing for reduced regulations. AMD also revealed that its lobbying is paying off. In an SEC filing we dug up, AMD reported being able to sell $360 million worth of MI308 GPUs to China, thereby reducing the $800 million charge from the second quarter. Quote, "We applied for and were granted some licenses by the U.S. government that allow us to ship the MI308 products to certain China-based customers. During the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2025, we began shipping products and reversed approximately $360 million of the inventory and related charges recorded earlier this year," end quote. Now, Uncle Sam still hasn't found a way to take his 15% cut of MI308 sales, with AMD saying, quote, "The U.S. government has not published a regulation establishing such a requirement," end quote, in spite of the president himself establishing such a requirement.
He said, "Would you make it 15? So we negotiate a little deal.
Despite the record year in revenue, AMD's stock fell by 17% due to analysts expecting stronger guidance. So Lisa did what apparently every other executive does now when the stock falls. She joined CNBC, we're going to go with analyst, and chief corporate bootlicker Jim Cramer to talk about why the stock's actually good right now and to assure investors about the demand for chips and stop the bleeding. Roll 212.
All right, well, let's take off the table the idea that your guidance disappointed. Your guidance was actually pretty consistent with what you've been saying. Second half, I don't know why anyone would think it was going to be second quarter. Am I missing something? Did you tell people that it was going to be second quarter and it turns out to be second half and they're disappointed? Where is the disappointment come in?
AI is accelerating at a pace that I would not have imagined. From our standpoint, we're just seeing an explosion of inference as enterprises are using more and more AI. When I say that we're seeing an acceleration, I would say in the last 60 to 90 days, we have actually seen an acceleration, particularly when we think about 2026.
Like NVIDIA, AMD is tying its future growth to the AI bandwagon. So we've been criticizing NVIDIA and Micron and Oracle and OpenAI for openly lobbying government officials and engaging in a lot of stuff that really just looks awfully corrupt as an opinion when looking at what they're doing with policymakers. But AMD is hardly any different. AMD has a political strategy similar to NVIDIA's now, which is to donate to political causes, increase lobbying efforts, with AMD specifically donate to super PACs, which are basically just, or literally just vehicles to donate to politicians, and praise the administration and habitually attend White House events. One of the things that we've really branched into for this series has been digging up public documents. And that's allowed us to find things like AMD's donations to the super PAC MAGA Inc., which transacts tens of millions of dollars between itself and between the Donald Trump-owned Save America PAC, because technically a super PAC can't be influenced by the candidate it supports, but it sure seems like it can be indirectly influenced by the candidate it supports. And one of the things that we have noticed is that NVIDIA's name didn't show up that we could find for MAGA Inc. contributions. But NVIDIA gives a lot of money to a lot of the same people and is a frequent donor in other public documents. But as companies realize that the public might not like their attachment to some of these policies that fuck them over as consumers, and also just as people who happen to live near where any one of these things is being built, or for the global surveillance apparatus that's being built by these companies, by these data centers, by the government, all collaboratively, that will eventually oversee every aspect of your life, they may be able to start hiding some of those contributions to make sure you can't as transparently see what exactly they're giving money to. And there are methods to do that. There's also reasons to use those methods going forward. So we wouldn't be surprised if some of these document trails we've been digging up and surfacing start to disappear for companies like AMD, where as the infinite links to people like Thiel and Epstein expand, it's possible that they begin hiding their contributions, and it is done relatively easily. And we just want to make sure you're aware that it can be hidden so that if the companies start to hide contributions, you realize there's a possibility they were hidden rather than they just stopped. This quote from the Colbert Report actually really genuinely helps understand how these shady organizations work. Unfortunately, YouTube auto-rejected our video at upload every time we included the clip, so I'm just going to read it for you. Colbert said, quote, "I haven't gotten any of the big corporate money. That's why I have a super PAC. Why wouldn't a corporation give money?" His attorney on the show responded, quote, "Well, they'd be nervous about giving in a way that their name is publicly disclosed. People might object to what they've done, their shareholders, their customers." Colbert, quote, "Okay, so that's where a C4 comes in. A corporation or an individual can give to a C4 and nobody gets to know they did it." His attorney, quote, "That's right. And that money can be used for politics," end quote. Colbert, "Can I take this C4 money and then donate it to my super PAC?" His attorney, quote, "You can." Colbert, "But wait, super PACs are transparent, and the C4 is secret, so I can take secret donations of my C4 and give it to my supposedly transparent super PAC." His attorney, quote, "And it'll say given by your C4. The point being, these donations in the future can be relatively easily hidden. We also think AMD might be deviating from its own political policies. The structure of these organizations, though, is so intentionally obtuse that it's hard to tell. AMD's own political engagement page says that AMD doesn't participate in any political activity except through its own AMD PAC. And it says that AMD doesn't fund or participate in political expenditures that would qualify as 501c4. But these documents indicate AMD giving $1 million to the MAGA Inc. Super PAC, which certainly seems like a contradiction, at least to us. Maybe there's some Weasley caveat or some bullshit nested structure of organizations that makes AMD's statement technically correct. We're not really exactly sure. That's kind of the point of how all this stuff is structured. It's supposed to be confusing. And the spirit of the policy, we think, is being violated by AMD's own actions. Back in August 2025, a Wired reporter asked Lisa Su last year if AMD felt more pressure to participate in more political conversations with the current administration. Lisa Su said, quote, "Well, it certainly has changed. I wouldn't say that we're political or I'm political." No, you're definitely political. Just like now, I've had to become that way too, because this shit is impacting everybody at every level, especially, again, consumers at kind of the root of what we do. But it's a lot wider than just consumers now. Like, this is a much bigger problem that these companies are engaging in. So first of all, fuck off with that, because that's definitely not true. But let's continue with the quote. Quote, "You won't see me weighing in on general social issues because I don't necessarily think that that's where my value add is. But when it comes to technology policy and where semiconductors are in the world, yes, we have to participate. And I wouldn't call it increasing pressure. I would call it an increasing responsibility to do so because we want the rules to be written right," end quote. So, it's not pressure, it's an increase in responsibility to make sure we control the rules that are being written by the government. But AMD is framing lobbying as a responsibility, which maybe if you take the ultimate pro-corporate viewpoint, you'd agree with that. By our view, the actions of these companies are far from the responsible thing to do, though. They are damaging at their core to consumers, and again, at this point, my opinion is to humanity. AMD chose not to respond when we asked about Lisa Su's attendance at the Melania preview for the movie on the day that the federal government killed a man in the streets. If AMD views that as their corporate responsibility to ignore topics such as that, then we know everything that we need to know about how AMD approaches the government and these policies. As long as AMD is raking in money from data center construction and from AI, we don't expect its political engagement and strategy to change. AMD makes no secret about tying its continued growth to AI and data centers, and the company is lobbying hard while the political window to build more AI data centers with the current administration is wide open. AMD is not your friend, and neither is AI, despite what AMD wants you to believe.
Most everyone's experienced a ChatGPT or a Gemini-like moment. Now you go down to AI PCs that can become personal assistants for you, and now you go down to the edge. I was hearing a little bit of what Jason was saying about personalized healthcare. You know, that's something that I'm really, really passionate about. And the key, Liz, is the more we use it, the more it can help you. And this is all about getting consumers familiar with the technology and trusting that the technology can really be like your best friend.
But because these executives are, we think, manipulators, they suggest as much every single time. That's it for this one. Thanks for watching. We wanted to even it out. That's the level of involvement AMD has. Mirrors a lot of these other companies like Micron and NVIDIA. So hopefully we'll eventually have better news for you. But you know, this is what I feel we have to do now. We have to cover this stuff because there's not enough people with a technical backing and a history with these companies and sort of the mainstream to cover it with the background knowledge we have. And it's just, this is bad. This is the stuff we're seeing happening right now. Like, even if you take all the politics out of it, which I am no longer willing to fully separate those, even if you do, though, at its core, and this seems like a small part of these issues today, unfortunately, at its core, it is still anti-consumer, where the end game of all of this shit is, fuck you, I got mine. And it's all going to be sucked into data centers, and you're going to subscribe to everything. It's all software as a service. There's concerns about displacement of work by things like AI, in addition to the more obvious concerns of just pulling in GPUs, silicon, memory, delaying consumer products that seem innocent on their surface now, like the PlayStation 6, for example, rumored to be delayed. It seems like a small thing to complain about in, you know, the grand scheme of everything else we're looking at. But, I mean, that's what's happening. It's the destruction of the consumer electronics environment and of entertainment that you can in any capacity own. You might not have owned the games already. Those were kind of already a license given to you by the various digital stores. The consoles, you could kind of still own some of them. But now it's moving to the hardware as well. It's been moving that way. There's been a hardware you couldn't own for a while. It's just now there's a window where these companies can hoover it all up with not even just a lack of resistance from regulatory bodies that should protect consumers, but an absence of them, or in some cases, a collusion with them to pull it away from consumers. And so this is just part of our series of covering, you know, every now and then I see comments, and I get it, where they're like, would you just review computer parts, please? And I guess my answer to that is, we're still doing that, but to what end? Review a computer case so you can put nothing in it? Review a motherboard so you can not socket RAM into the slot? There's not going to be any computer hardware the way they're going with this. Like, it is going to be a thing reserved for the wealthy, and that is not a service I want to provide. If I'm only going to review stuff for purposes of wealthy people, then I might as well just fucking work for them, like all these goddamn companies do, when they just work for the wealthy people. So that's my view on it. That's my statement on why we're covering this stuff. Yeah, I've got a lot more to say, but we'll cap that one there because that's out of scope for this. So thanks for watching. I hope it resonates with you. And if it doesn't, then, yeah, just know that I'd also like to review things. And you can check back as we do those. But there's going to be a lot of this stuff to talk about while we wait for things to stabilize and to return to a world where normal people can buy stuff. So, and own it, I should say. That's it. Thanks for watching. Subscribe for more. Go to store.gamersnexus.net. Feel my blood pressure. Or you go to patreon.com/gamersnexus. And we will see you all next time.